Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Those of you that are celebrating 4th of July, the independence of our country, U.S. of A., well, have a good time and play it safe. You know, people lose arms and feet and things from those firecrackers. And those of you who aren't celebrating, well, we're just so glad to have you here with us, too. So I am Deborah Lee, and I'm going to give you readings based on the personal prophecy method that you heard in the introduction. Now, I have to make it clear, because people often missed this part.
I'm going to make something perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Oh, Nixon. Nixon.
That these are ordinary playing cards, and I'm not using tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. Okay. Just we need to make that distinction. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is how I would actually conduct a life coaching intuitive session with a client. We would start with the layout, check the lay of the land, how it is looking in terms of your life, what's going on. I mean, I love it because it gives me a clear picture of where you are in your life at the moment, plus, of course, to respond to your questions. So bear that in mind. I'll need about a moment, minute. Remember we went through that last night?
Yes, we did.
Moments, you can talk
about that a long time.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway.
But we don't want to.
No, we'll simply leave it at...
Minute, moment, we'll say they're synonymous for this, as far as this goes. And sometimes they're meant to be, anyway.
Catherine said, happy Treason Day, Pilgrim.
That's true. That's true. That is true. Yeah. There was... Those people were taking some, getting hanged type chances back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sure, that was treason. You could have hung all those freaking...
But how did they secure boats and everything?
What are you talking about?
To get over here from England. Aren't we talking about the independence from...
I'm saying the fact that they were doing that was punishable by death.
Oh,
so they were traitors.
They weren't sanctioned by the government.
Of course not. That's why there was a war.
So what were they, sneaking under the cover of darkness to get over here?
We're talking about the Revolutionary War, not when they came over in the 1600s or whatever.
Right. I've got that straight.
Good my God, Lord
Just
Jesus.
Making sure that you did.
Yeah, that was sanctioned. Of course it was. That was a colony.
Yeah.
Yep. True that. All right, well, continue on, unless you're done. You didn't talk about the cards yet, did you, or did
mm-hmm.
you? You did.
I did.
You done did. Well, then she did that, so it's my turn. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for educational and informational purposes only. And we also would like to remind you folks, as always, if you're international, let us know, caller, Facebook, or whatever it be. Let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out anytime you show up. Doesn't have to be at the beginning, but we're going to start out now. We have Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia. And I believe right now she's the first international folk that has spoken out. All right. Let's see. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. I tested it out. It works. Folks that are on right now, so just you're in a queue. We see you. Don't worry. We're going to get to you after we're done doing all of our going over stuff. We will definitely take you in the order you come in. That's the deal. Facebookers, stand by. Get your questions in your head. Don't type them now. You can't give us your questions now, but we're going to turn to you where there's a gap. Excuse me. Can't promise when, where, what, who, but we'll turn to you folks. So I recommend you use Facebook Messenger out of your video to Deborah Lee. That's going to be the best for you and everybody else. No delay, instant communication. We take the type, if that's all we got is type, but you see how it really lacks in communication and clarity. So, but fighters can't be choosers, that's for sure. Harps, angel cards as always, except for Friday, but today is not Friday. So when you hear the harps, you're reading with Deborah. It's free. It has come to a concluded end, over, done, fini. All right. So don't ask any more questions, please. Respect it. And but, we shall give you an angel card before we depart to the next person, a single angel card, so it'll be quick. Tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. These are pretty good deck, too. Cards are very uniquely small, so it's not a gigantor message and not really any artwork, but it is a healing angel card, so there's healing theme involved. Let's see here. I believe it is time to take our first caller. What do you think? It happens. They drop. They'll call back. It's all good.
Sure. Let's do it.
If you drop, you call back. I keep a little list. If you call back in a timely manner because you drop or, you know, see your phone battery dead and you had to plug it in or something, I'll put you back in order where you were. You come back 45 minutes later, it's a different ball game. All right. I'm going to wipe you off the slate then. So, but anyway, that's neither here nor there because 203 Connecticut, 203, you're the first caller on the 4th of July show.
Hello, Mary, and who's with us?
Fellow American.
Hi, yeah. this is Michelle.
Michelle,
how are you?
Welcome.
Happy 4th.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. You know, the other day I mentioned something about moving, like maybe I'll move to Myrtle Beach or South somewhere. I've never been to these beaches, but it's bugging me because I'm not living near a beach, and I really, really, really miss it. And now I'm just dead set. I've got to get to a beach, whether it's Charleston or Myrtle Beach or Wilmington or something like that.
Where are you currently? Where do you live now?
I'm outside of Atlanta. No, I'm near Atlanta. So I'm really inland.
I see. Well, you know what? Sometimes the sea does call us right to our hearts. And I feel that there's a great deal of rejuvenation for you that you'd find living near the ocean. I love living near the ocean up here in Virginia Beach. We're like 3 miles maybe from it. You know, to walk. Anyway, I really think it'd be good for you. There's a lot of awesome negative ions that you can get from sitting on the beach, the waves coming in. Oh, it sounds heavenly, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, it really does. And Virginia Beach is beautiful, but it's a little farther than... From Georgia, I just feel like this. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know Virginia. I've been there once, and it was just amazing. Very spiritual.
It depends. Also, what are you looking for? Year-round beach weather or not? Because you wouldn't want to come up here because you're not getting beach weather in January.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just used to living near a beach, and I'm landlocked, and it's very disturbing. But I'm also going to be looking for a new job. So I'm wondering if the job that I'm going to get will permit me to make this move now or if it's not going to happen now.
Well, job move, kind of a combination question here.
Yes.
They do kind of go hand in hand. That is true. Sometimes, you know, unless you're already have enough money in the bank where you don't have to work, it matters. You have to have, both things have to line up. Can't move by a beach and sit there if you ain't got a job to put a roof over your head. Are you thinking of buying or are you looking at renting?
No, I actually it's just coming together very quickly. I own a house here and I kind of wasn't thinking of this, but I think I'm just going to sell this house and
sure.
Move to the beach and
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that without a job because I'm, you know, I'm older. I'm in retirement age anyway, but I still want to work, so.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly don't sound like you're, quote, unquote, older.
I have never heard you tell somebody, hey, you sound old as dirt.
Well.
You know what?
I would tell them I think they're very well preserved.
You've never seen them.
Well, but I got that you were actually quite young from your voice, just your voice.
Yeah, I agree with that. She sounded like super, like, in her 20s, young.
Well, here's what I've got for you. I think you are exactly right. You're acting with your own intuition because all of this is going to fall into place perfectly for you. Okay, this is a statement that my boss at the office would often say. You'll know that you know that you know. And the knowing is that you are going to take these steps and bada bing, there's going to be the perfect place for her to move into. And then right with it is coming your job. And you're going to be happy as a clam, as they say. So, yeah, I really think you're making wonderful moves and choices for yourself.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to open up a whole new social circle for you. Big time. People who live by water or they just use their summer home or, you know, whatever the circumstances, I think they tend to be a lot friendlier than, you know, your city dwellers. People in the city kind of keep to themselves. They're determined to just get to work without any trouble. You know what I mean? And they're kind of nervous of their neighbors because you don't know, you know, what could possibly happen making friends.
When you pack a gazillion people into a small area, there's going to be a lot of bad apples in that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bad apples. That's just pure odds. It's just pure chance.
Yeah.
The more humans you throw together, there's always a certain percentage are going to be dickheads. Criminals. That's actually criminals.
Yeah.
Actual, honest to God criminals.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah. And actually speaking of that, I read up on Myrtle Beach, and that has a high crime rate. I read up on, well, actually, Charleston is funny because the only people I've ever met from Charleston I didn't like. I thought they were very pretentious and better than thou, you know. So I'm a little concerned I might pick the wrong place.
Some of the best beach places that would probably be the best to live are going to be not places you may have even heard of. You're picking big metropolis places where a lot of tourists come into town. And when tourists are in town, criminal bastards are in town to take advantage of those tourists. You know, some of the best people that I know that like living on the beach, they live on like a little bit away where the beach is more private. And
yeah, because remember, you can't own the beach. I've been a wedding planner, and it kind of hung up
here,
the wedding planning. Yeah, I found it was way too much work for what you get back from it. But the point I'm making is that many times people would come and say, I would so love to get married on the beach. Trouble is when I spoke around to others, spoke with, you know, say other wedding planners that had experience more than I did, they said, oh, but the thing is that old guy in Speedos that is photobombing your wedding, you can't make him move. You can't get him off the beach. You know?
Yeah, you can. You hope they can respect that pictures are being taken. But a lot of the people will not, especially people that are the locals, they don't like people rolling up. Most of the locals that live in those kind of beaches are not tourist fans.
Well, and also
the private beach
tourists
stuff.
Tend to, well, probably of the younger breed, they'll take the lawn furniture and use it for making campfires.
Or they'll just leave trash. They don't clean up after, so they don't respect. There's no respect.
Or they'll be conceiving children out on their back deck, you know. So
nature is nature, you know.
And here's the thing, too, to keep in mind. Alligator attacks up the East Coast are becoming more prevalent.
Yeah.
I just read of it lately.
They're not, they don't like, they're not oceans. They're freshwater.
One lady.
They're freshwater.
I didn't know that. What about the ones in Florida?
Well, There's a million lakes in Florida and ponds.
What, hon?
Florida's loaded with fresh water.
Yes. I did see on the map there were quite a few lakes by the beach too. I mean,
lakes. That's where
maybe they're there.
The alligators.
Yeah,
there was a very nice 69-year-old lady today out walking her dog by a lagoon, and the alligator, I guess they said it was a 9-foot alligator, came up, killed her, and the dog got away. But, you know, sometimes they can run pretty fast.
Yeah. You know, I would just, if I thought I was going to encounter them and I really thought I had to go out, I'd be packing.
Yeah.
You know,
a gun?
Yeah.
To shoot them?
Yeah, fire a few shots between those eyes and that party's over.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that one with the guy who was getting his puppy out of the alligator.
That guy was lucky.
Yeah.
And the puppy was lucky.
I saw that one too.
Yes, and there's the things everywhere. We have jellyfish, just hordes and hordes of jellyfish.
It all depends on the conditions, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll never see them, and sometimes you're out there, and you're like, oh, there's one. Other times you're like, there's so many out here, I don't even want to go in the ocean. Screw this, I don't want to get to.
But I feel there's a sense of being compelled on your part.
But there is,
Michelle.
Yeah.
I feel that you are drawn to this.
She did express it very much, though, and I think that she is not going to rest until it happens.
Yeah.
Sounds like her spirit won't be at rest until it happens, and there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people love it.
Well, when I see this, that sense of being called, usually to me it's going to mean there's a reason for being led there, and it'll turn out to be a very tremendous, you know, Buddhist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on top of that, I get into an argument today with some woman in my complex because I just stated a very mild opinion about not liking speed bumps, and pretty soon she's making snarky, derogatory attacks against me personally because I'm not agreeing with her. And it's like, I'm getting out of here.
But, I mean, you typically don't have those conversations when you, I'm sorry if it was like a social media posting thing or something.
No, she was in your face.
Is this a physical confrontation?
Yeah, it just
I hate
those things. Pushes me even harder to get the heck out of here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like institutional living when you live in those complexes.
Also,
you can't pick your neighbors.
Yeah.
Speaking to you,
they move in
metaphysically.
After you move in.
A situation will systematically deteriorate and break down in order to propel you forward, okay? It's like that old saying, well, they had to burn the schoolhouse down to get Johnny out because he just, you know, wasn't
I haven't heard that one.
Progressing. It's an old one.
Yeah.
Old. Yeah,
okay.
They burned the schoolhouse down to get Johnny out. And
interesting. I would like to know the origins of that. But
well, you can Google it.
I'm not that interested.
But the
thing
is, that's what's happening for you. You are starting to have awareness of how much you really don't like where you are because it's time to move.
Your spirit is restless. It is indeed.
Alrighty, Ben.
Speaking of moving on, it is time to move on. Excuse me, real quick, Michelle, we have your Healing Angel card. It is from Archangel Sandalphon. And I've heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
There it is. Boom.
There it is.
So that's confirmation for you that this is going to be a wonderful new chapter in your life.
Truth.
I think it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
We do indeed. Yes, thank you so much, and happy 4th of July.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care, honey.
Adios, amigo.
I was going to tell you, Catherine, you mentioned what kind of tiny little blue bottles. Oh, it's Rachel, jellyfish. They kill you dead. They found here on one of our very local beaches a man of war. I don't know if you ever read that. But they did.
Jesus. They don't. One will not kill you.
Well, they said, here's the thing.
Unless you have some kind of reaction.
They have
a reaction.
They have those, like, tendrils on them. And they said, if you see one in the water, you need to go exactly the opposite direction.
That's just the best thing to do for any of the types. There are. Nothing good will come of them.
Manta ray. I don't know what that is.
Nothing
they call
good
it
will
a
come.
Man of war.
Yeah, I think it's specifically a Portuguese man of war they call them.
Yeah, and isn't it a collection?
I don't know. They're just like they're nastier, but it's like not, unless you have a weird reaction, typically one will not do you in. It's going to make you very unhappy. You're not going to like life for a while. But
Lance got stung. One of my sons got stung when we were up in an area on the Chesapeake Bay. He got stung. That was just the drain. He got
what?
The drain. The drain. It's fine.
Okay.
He got stung
like.
By a jellyfish, just your average, everyday, run-of-the-mill kind. And none of his brothers would pee on him.
You know, that's just, he stepped on it, right?
In the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't go back in forever.
No, then he said, I'm done.
Because he was young enough where that was like trauma-induced.
Oh, like Portuguese man of war, they said they're basically harmless. They're not looking to do you any harm.
Well, none of them are
but
like,
you don't want to screw with them either.
Well, you don't want to bump into them.
And they're croaking.
Yeah, they're all. They all. There's a reason they call them jellyfish.
Yeah.
The word jellyfish doesn't sound like a pleasant-looking thing.
No, and you can't eat them.
It's gooky, goopity goop. All right. Enough jellyfish talk. Let's pick right back up. We've got 347 back on the line.
Well,
thank you.
Hey,
glad you came back. 347 from New York. Welcome back.
It's a policy that would save a lot of trouble. Because look at this loophole, like this customer.
347. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. She probably thought since she called back that she went to the back of the line. It's not prepared to go next.
Well, they just keep her there.
Hey, 347. 347, are you going to say anything embarrassing? Let's listen. Are you going to talk about somebody's mom?
You're on the air, hon.
Hey!
Thank you.
The world is listening to you, 347.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
There she is. Hey, there she is. Yeah. We were going to see if we could jump in your conversation you were having.
Sorry.
That's okay. We kind of figured that
you
called
you did?
Back and
oh, no.
It's
that's
good.
Even more embarrassing then.
Right, well, hey.
It's because I'm calling you while I'm working. Happy 4th of July to you too. Thank you. Thanks for coming on the air today.
And then, did I hear a name?
Yes. Tamika.
Tamika.
Oh, Tamika.
Yeah.
No, I did hear the name.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right.
Well, what can
Hi.
We do to me?
Okay. I wanted to definitely say happy 4th and thanks for coming on the air and working today for us and having
of
a show
course.
For us today.
Absolutely.
That's
well,
for sure.
You know what, though? There's a method to our madness. There are four dogs here that are terrified of fireworks.
Oh.
Not all four.
We want to stay home with
one of them mainly, and then one so young she'll know what's going on.
All right, Mr. Literal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to say four dogs. The three dogs are terrified. One is like, holy shit, terrified. The biggest one.
Kaminka, thank you. And sorry, you're working too. You must be in retail or what do you do?
You could say that. I work remote, but it's for a credit card company.
Oh, yeah.
Not fun, but yeah.
And I'm sure you speak to only wonderful people, right?
Did you have a crappy date last night?
Actually, no date. No, just
okay,
crappy work every day. I wish I could say that, but no crappy days lately.
Well, I guess that's like no news is good news then.
All right, what can we do for you?
I wanted to ask about love life with Deborah to see, just checking in with her, with the energy for me and, you know, like with this guy that was my last crappy date, you could say, well, last crappy relationship and like if you see any changes with him or anything coming up for me.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, now let's back it up a little bit. You said the last, you're still interested in this guy even though it sounds like you are not together?
I think
she broke up with
him.
Yeah.
And I keep, I have these dreams and then when I'm laying in bed and relaxing and my eyes are closed, I have these feelings. Like, I feel him, and I don't know why. Like, I'm still sad about what happened, but then I also feel like his thoughts, or feel like he's coming closer. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I don't know if it's just my imagination or if it's real and it's not going to happen, or if it is. Like, what, I don't know what that's about.
That's why she's asking. That's
it's
a good question.
Your intuition.
That's a very good question.
That is kicking in for you.
Okay. Yeah, but she doesn't know there's a message there.
Yeah, this is why I call you guys sometimes. Because I said, like, so I know that I'm kind of psychic, but sometimes it's like, am I crazy or am I not? You know, like, is this real or is it? That's why I got to call you sometimes, because I'm like, I'm too hypersensitive to whatever this is.
Okay, here's what I have, is that he's still mad. He is angry about something that happened in the relationship or the breaking up process, but he's still very much attracted to you. But I don't like that I'm not seeing love cards here or any affection here. I'm seeing like booty call attraction. And also, I think that he's out looking for money from people, because he's maybe having, I think he's having some financial issues.
Ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He should explore that all the job that seems to work for people.
Very true.
That sounds true. I believe that, even though I don't know, because I'm not in his life right now, but that sounds definitely like possible.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he's ready yet.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to believe, from what I've seen very hopeful signs that he's going to be knocking on your door, so to speak, and want to connect with you. But right now, it's not in the best way.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want him to just pop in and, you know, do the dirty... if you know what I mean. You want him to come for the right reasons.
Right, do the horizontal shuffle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, no, none of that. I don't want that. Mm-mm.
And right now, I'll be honest, your cards are showing that you're in a bit of a romantic lull. I'm not actually seeing much in the way of prospective partners for you,
so.
Because they all look like they're shady. The ones that are here. And you certainly, you have a very good antenna for catching that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got lots of shady men around you, but I want you to know, I believe there's a much better job coming for you. So, keep your, you know, eyes peeled, or is it ears peeled?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why either one of them would be peeled.
I don't know.
It's a weird phrase. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. We'll just say keep all your stuff peeled. All your senses. Keep all your senses alive and awakened and watching.
Yeah, because you're going to hear of it and jump on it, because it's going to be perfect for you.
Perfect.
Absolute, yes. Perfect.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, these periods are actually very good, and we don't like them so much. When they come along and we don't have, you know, a line of prospective boyfriends lined up for us, but they give us a chance to explore more of our own self, you know, where we can maybe advance ourselves in terms of our work, advance ourselves spiritually, just in many different ways, where, let's face it, when you have a partner, that takes up a lot of your free time. Which is lovely, but I think these lulls are really important for us. Oh, excuse me, I have an allergy nose tonight. Oh, all right, but don't you worry. I definitely feel this guy is going to make a gesture to come back. And you weigh that out carefully. Or run to us, call us, and we'll check and see if he's authentic about wanting to be back with you. All right.
Yeah, I am a pessimist about these things that have gotten broken up. But that's me. I don't have cards. So that's why.
No, but you.
So I bit my tongue. I didn't say
a
squat.
Guy.
I didn't say a squat.
You're a guy.
I'm a guy, and I'm not going to stick up for him.
No, you shouldn't.
Hard. So my opinion is just an opinion.
Mika, how are things
You're both
going,
right.
How are things going between you and your mom?
It's okay. It's just kind of like a lot of people are. She does take me for granted. A lot of people are trying, like my family, like with my stepdad and my sister, they try to dominate to keep her attention on them and away from me because they know that, you know, me and her are kind of close, but then again, we're not. We understand each other in a way that they don't, so they try to monopolize all her attention and time so that the less time that me and her have to connect and have, you know, one-on-one and together, the better
mm-hmm.
for them.
I see that.
So,
now,
I just
want to say something for
yeah.
your future. Your mother has missed out on a lot of things in her life that now she's reaching an age where you start to look back and they, you know, will reminisce, shoulda, woulda, coulda, all that kind of stuff. When you finally land the right man for you and you begin to establish a home, children, all of that, she's going to show some envy towards you. So I just want to alert you. Okay, even now, if you go to say something and she's very negative, you know, about it, that is her envy, her jealousy coming through.
That's very common, though.
Okay.
A lot of friends.
You're so right.
That's
and
very common.
Take it with a grain of salt. She doesn't mean to hurt you. It's that she missed out.
Yep.
And now she sees you're going to have every kind of opportunity, your dreams coming true.
Probably her subconscious, not actively wanting to say things. It's like, she's just like, damn it, another person being successful. I want people to be on my level that have not got their dreams come true, damn it.
Yeah, so if she's a negative Nancy with you, there it is. All right.
She is very much, and that's why I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to have a boring summer, you know, because you see everyone else having like summer romances and have fun. I guess it's going to be quiet, but believe me, there's a lot of things I just don't even say to her because she says certain stuff and I'm like, okay, I know she doesn't mean that, but she shouldn't say that, but because I'm her daughter, but I know she doesn't mean it, but yeah, I'll just not celebrate or bring celebrations to her.
Yeah, she doesn't mean it. She's got sour grapes. Okay, because you're going to go out and do things that she always wished she could have. So there you go. Jim's got a card.
I have
you.
A angel card.
Okay,
subject.
Jim.
It dropped out while I was shuffling, so I said it must be the card for you. Subject is courage. You have what it takes. Just do it. We, your angels, are here to support you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Been listening. Thank you, Deborah. I've been listening to you since News of the Soul. So I appreciate you. Happy 4th of July, you and Jimbo.
Same to you. And
yes,
thank
you, and same to you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you have to work.
Yes.
But it is what it is,
you
right?
Guys, yeah, you know, you guys are working today, so we're all in. Well, yeah, you know, you got to work. What can you do?
Our work is
better
fun
than
work.
Not working.
Our work is fun. Yeah, it is true. I worked a little this morning, so I'm okay. All right.
All right, we'll take
Thanks
care of my
Thank you very much.
Take care.
And then this afternoon, we let the Weber do all the work. Because we did our barbecue.
Oh, yeah, we had a big barbecue.
Yeah, well, I mean, big for how many people we had.
We don't just do one entree.
Yeah,
we've got like three.
We had three. And that's actually pretty minimal. It was the ribeye steaks, the hot Italian sausage, and then some hot dogs, and then plus all the other side picks and stuff.
Tomorrow, we've got a great big turkey breast.
It's about a 7-8 pound turkey breast. It's going on the rotisserie that fits onto the Weber.
Onto the grill.
And then we'll be, then that leads, since it's elevated, the grill's open, so we're going to grill some pork chops and throw some baked potatoes. Wrap them up in tin foil with butter and garlic, and you just throw them off and just let them sit there and cook the whole time.
And we're going to baste that bird.
The bird, yeah, you baste it as it rotates.
With habanero pineapple sauce.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And then I got, like, of course, you got to get technology. So I got the wireless meat thermometer. So you stick that sucker in there, and I can just look and check the temperature of it from another room. So that's cool.
I think it's time for
Oh,
Lisa.
Bring it on, you crazy girl. Bring it on.
You know,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. Yeah. Sound like y'all doors.
I am. Because he's in the car. I had to get out of the car. He said, he'll plug his ears so he won't listen. I said, oh, you fucking liar. And so.
That is a liar. Yeah. I mean, you know that's a lie. And no matter who says it. If you believe them, then you'd be the silly one.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me give you the lowdown. We spent all day together car shopping, and then he wanted to go to his friend, the Sultan, the Flaccid Sultan's party. So I said, okay. And he said, we'll just stay there for an hour. So what does he do? I park the car. He runs in ahead of me. And so I'm hobbling into the party on my own. So guess what Lisa does? Lisa puts her big time party time game face on, and it was working, and I was completely smiling at him and breezing on by, you know. Huh, do I know you? No, I don't. I'm breezing on by. So anyway, we're in the car now. What do the cards say, Deb?
What do the cards say?
How did he go running?
I think he's talking about the Flaccid Sultan went running.
Oh.
No, I drove the car up to the party park, and my neighbor got out of the car and ran into the party, meaning walking fast, whatever. He disappeared
I think running is a relative term, which all she meant is he went in there as fast as he could because she couldn't because she was parking the car.
So he didn't wait for you.
I went.
Hell no. He wanted to give the appearance he was on his own.
Oh, you think?
Whatever. I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know. That's why she wants you to do the cards.
Yes.
It is a possibility.
And I had a good time, and I flirted with everyone I could possibly flirt with. And I smiled briefly at him, and he kept coming up to me, and I would smile. And then I would just move on.
Flirt with girls?
No, I had a good time with ladies. You know, we were laughing and joking, and the men I flirted with.
Oh, okay, so you didn't flirt with everybody. You could. You flirted with all the guys.
He's Mr. Literal tonight, okay?
Hey, we live in a new era. We have a new era. People are like, I'm binary, non-transgenderless, penisless, whatever. People identify themselves all sorts of crazy shit nowadays. I don't even know what's going on.
Did you ever ask him why he went into the party so fast?
Well, no, we're just leaving the party now.
They're still, it's still kind of an event yet still.
You are precisely right from what the cards say, and he's sorry he did it. Because clearly you can hold your own.
Is he already sorry? Why would he be sorry right
now?
You know what? People get sorry when they get caught, and he got sorry because I came out smelling like a rose.
There you go. Usually a guy's not sorry until he gets called out. I didn't think she had a chance to call him out
and
yet.
It was a juvenile move on his part.
I don't know what to say.
He wanted to go in there and seem like she wasn't carrying him in over her shoulder and stuff like that.
Okay, is that against the law?
No, but...
Hey, Deb, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm standing outside the car. Can I put you on mute and listen to it as I go? He's in the car now, and I couldn't find a way to get this call without him hearing. So I was going to – I have to sit down in the car. I'm in a lot of pain.
Actually, put it on mute. It'll be a one-night conversation. All right, Deb, keep on.
Well, actually, that's the main gist of this here. But he is starting to feel – married. Okay, let's put it that way. Like married.
I know, like super committed.
Yeah, and
hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, I took you off mute. Now
what
I'm putting you back on
mute. What in the hell happened
to your
mute? Do you know what mute means, Lisa?
You guys are so funny. I'm getting in the car now.
All right, so we'll just assume that she's going to mute at will. All right, go ahead.
Well, it's like he enjoys it thoroughly, but then it's like he'll take a step or two back.
Well, aren't they around? So sort of my age-ish?
No, they're younger. Well, he's supposedly 50.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes when you start getting, sometimes when you start getting up there at a certain point, you kind of don't want to start making those commitments because it's not like when you're 20, you can make a commitment. Like, well, if we break up, I'll have 15,000 other years to make more commitments. But yeah, you have it around 50. It's like, these things aren't going to come around so much anymore. Maybe I better be careful when I start thinking about rings and shit like that. So maybe I better step back if it feels like it's moving too fast.
To me, it's cold feet.
Well, yeah, if it's moving
because
too fast.
Because they're in a new it's frontier now. We'll
like Star
it.
Trek.
Yeah.
Space, the final frontier.
Yeah, they are in a new frontier and figured they would get a lot of attention at the party. And I think he felt really kind of shy about looking like we're two cripples as a couple. A cripple couple. Try saying that after a couple of margaritas.
I think it would have been hilarious myself. I would have embraced it.
But going in together?
Yeah, crutches and walkers and all that. I think it would have been hilarious to joke about. It would have been fun to joke the whole night about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're in pain, that little laughter can maybe help with that pain a little
bit. Well, here's the thing. He forgets.
Endorphins.
To be considerate of her feelings. Okay, he's learning. You know,
that's right, because this is a guy from Mars. It's not a human that it grew up on Earth.
Nobody's dealt with relationships that were homosexual and men don't...
Boy, I'm glad. I hope there's none of those people listening. Now you're going to say they're aliens and they don't know how to have relationships here.
No, they do, but two men together, he's not going to hang out.
Let's just keep moving on. She's talking herself into in trouble.
Oh, boy.
If anybody's listening from that community. Because it's not supposed to matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter about the plumbing as far as caring about another person's feelings and all that stuff.
He's learning. I want to give him credit for that.
I want to give him credit for breathing. Oh, wait, that's right. He doesn't. That's an automatic function. He doesn't have to do that. I don't want to give him too much credit.
And I wonder who this particular woman is, Lisa. We'll have to talk about her another time. She's under that designation of sure to come true.
And she's listening and can't talk. Give her as much information as she needs.
This was the woman at the party.
To figure it out. Oh, okay,
I think it could be the married one we had talked about before. She was very disappointed that you came. Very. Yeah. You know, remember you asked me once, does she have designs on Lisa's man? And I said, yes, I do think so.
Well, there's a woman out there that love to go after married guys.
Yeah.
I think it's a challenge. It makes them feel more superior to the woman because they took their man. Some kind of weird whatever's going on in their brain. And I think guys do it to women, too.
Isn't
women
it?
Seem to do it more than guys. Women do it for that weird, the psychological or whatever that's going on. Guys do it because they don't really want to hurt the guy. It's like, man, she's hot. I want to bang her.
Really hate to say this.
That's simple for a guy.
Yep, this is in general. If you are cute enough and you are hot enough, any guy will go with you. You know, for
not if his wife is not a swamp thing. Mm. If his wife's pretty hot, he's not gonna go from one sports car to another to jeopardize his entire life. Now, if he's married to some kind of creature from the Black Lagoon and a hot chick comes along, well, then, yeah, he's more likely to make that leap and screw his marriage up. But if he's got a hot-looking wife at home, the guy's not he's not going to do it unless he gets drunk or should they had a fight or, like, maybe, like, a whole bunch of series of things. Midlife crisis, got a fight, this hot chick came along, I'm a little drunk, she's a little drunk. It's one of those things. But, you know, yeah, if a guy's got a swamp thing at home and he's out and all of a sudden some chick comes up and being nice to him, he's probably rolling with it.
Yeah, and you know, that little bit drunk woman, and they're out maybe at a bar, the wife isn't even there. Maybe she's home breastfeeding.
Or maybe she's in the swamp. I don't know, eating algae.
And she comes up.
She's a creature from the Black Lagoon.
And she puts her arm around this guy and says,
usually it's not that obvious, because otherwise you just bang on the bar.
Am I sorry you're married?
It's usually not like that.
Oh, the things I could do
that's
to you.
That's usually not like that. That's on TV.
You just don't know the women I have, that's all.
What? The women you have?
I have known women that did that.
Yeah, they don't. If they do that, then they are cum sluts. Because they can be more subtle and still get that to happen.
It's more of a game.
They don't have to get that hardcore and do this. Oh, boy, I wish you weren't married. I'd put your penis in my mouth. They can be more subtle and more toy and stuff and do the same thing.
All right, I'll let you have your fantasy.
It's not a fantasy. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's not like that. They do. They do that, but they don't come up that hard. If they come up that hardcore, oh, my goodness sakes, die.
Well, and the other thing is, too, married men are not apt to want to have a, you know, they don't fall in love like that. They don't want to be with you because they got to go home, you know, back to the home fires that the wifey is keeping burning.
If they got
burning.
Something that they're even, real, not perfectly blissfully happy, but if they're pretty happy, they don't want to disrupt that. They just want a little vacation from marriage land sometimes.
Well, sure. And sometimes,
brown cow.
Sometimes they lose a little bit.
Yeah, but if they got like a, and like I said, it really does. Unfortunately, physically it matters. He's married to somebody that is not pleasant to be with when you are walking by in a mirror and you wish you weren't seen with her. Then I could see him. And he's not like her. If they're both ugly, then they should stay together. But if he's like a decent looking guy and all of a sudden he chose poorly, love was blind, and now he's like, yeah, I used to love her, but not so much anymore. She's kind of like, she looks like she has five eyeballs.
But they'll say, I'm not going to divorce her because she's a good mother and a good housekeeper. I've said to them, so
yes,
in other words,
and because she's
you
gonna,
like the maid service.
And she's going to take me to the cleaners and I'll have to live in a
That's
shoebox.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they do not consider oral sex to be cheating.
Who's they?
Men. Guys. Married men. Whatever.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't think it's women or the law or divorce court, but yeah.
You want to get on your knees?
And or Bill Clinton.
Yeah, see? I did not have sex with that woman.
Rhodes Scholar. All right, international shout-out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots.
All right, give Lisa
I need
her.
To have some, like, bagpipe. All right, here we
Lisa,
go.
Lisa's all going to be fine. Lisa's listening.
So, big picture is you gave her some inside info, but there's nothing catastrophic happening.
No, and
her
I
life should continue on a normal, happy path, right?
I feel that instead of calling him out for dashing away, I mean, that wasn't very gentlemanly for him to just take off. But next time you could say, hey, could you wait a minute and walk in with me?
And I don't even think it wasn't so much that. I think it's not because of that in general. I think it's that because of the injury stuff. You also aren't like running a marathon. Even though he's worse off and you parked the car, he could have waited to help, you know, while you were there.
Waited to make sure she didn't fall on her
Because you're coming
face.
Back in pain.
Yeah.
He should have waited for that. I'm saying if you guys were both perfectly healthy, I don't think that was that big of a crime, but based on that,
yeah,
he should have hung around because you were being nice because you're in less pain.
Yeah.
Still in pain, and you were the nice one dropping him off, but he should have said, all right, I will. He should have said, like, well, I'll wait because it's not like she's going to run over here in a jogging suit with no pain either. So that was kind of shitty.
No, and like she
That
said,
was shitty in my mind.
She waited on him hand and foot while he was laid up in her place.
Yes.
You know, but then he didn't reciprocate. And I think that he needed to be told, you know. I don't think that men are as, what would you call it, where we learn by watching or reading something. I don't, what do you
You know,
think?
The problem is if somebody yeah. jumped in, they would think you're talking about a 13-year-old guy. And quit making excuses. He doesn't learn. He doesn't know. It's human. It doesn't matter if it's sex or anything. It's a person that you're with, even if it's just the best buddy, and they're like, oh, I'm less injured than you. I'm going to drop you off. The person should wait for you and be nice in case, you know. That was just wrong, regardless of male, female, dating, husband, wife bullshit. It was just wrong. And don't make excuses. He's kind of a douche, and other people are saying that too.
I've noticed your dad doesn't hang back to help your mother.
He does a lot, actually. You don't notice very well.
Well, I mean, when we're walking with them into somewhere, I've noticed he just kind of trots on ahead. But Lisa...
He doesn't, actually.
Lisa would like to be treated you know, with some class, some gentlemanliness. Is that going out of style?
Well, they got a weird situation, so I don't even know how we can hammer down what's right or wrong between the two of them when they go out. I don't know how we can even... I don't know. If there was like a book of etiquette, they don't fit in the fucking book. So they're making up a new book. I think they're making rules as they go. So let's see what happens.
Tell Lisa what she's got.
Sacred knowledge is your subject. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lies the eternal truth.
That's
the
it.
I am. Yeah, beyond your thoughts lies your eternal truth, that I am presence of eternal love.
I am, as in the case of...
You, yourself.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
In presence of eternal love. You are that. You're part of that. So it's a weird, it's really a deep thing, this one said. And maybe you can't do that in pain and stuff right now. But if she was on the right drugs, she'd be able to do that very easily if she gave her the right pain meds. Be able to do all sorts of crazy focusing.
Well, if any men are out there listening, being a real gentleman is never going to go out of style. Opening doors for your lady, you know.
No, absolutely not. Right. There are
like
some
that.
Things. There are some things that, I mean, there's equality and stuff, and men and women are working, but still, there's still fathers and mothers and wives and husbands and boyfriend and girlfriend, and those things should never go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they are. Oh, they are. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Like, I won't be around, but like maybe three, four generations from now.
With everybody?
With everything. You know what? If I found a fault in my youth, I would walk on by the way this world's going. I don't want to be around. It's going to hell.
Maybe everybody's partner will be like a hologram.
I don't know. I think it's going to be like, I think it's going to be like the Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You're not going to know whether you're talking to a boy or girl. Nobody's going to identify. You're not going to know. I'm not going to tell you. What if I don't identify? It's like, well, then I don't want to identify with you. But then you're wrong, because if you say something like that, then you're a horrible human being and you're old timer and you're discriminating. So I don't want to be around for that.
Do you mind if I say,
I'm
going to
check
I'm
out.
I'm going to say this. All right.
Check out, baby. I'm checking out.
I'm not going to go out waving any flags or, you know, protesting or anything.
We have flags
but...
right there at the U.S. of A.
Why is it so hard that you can't just live with the genitals God gave you? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I don't even care about that. But if you do decide to change them, I don't think you should make it everybody's business where you have to have a special thing on your birth certificate. Your own goddamn bathroom, or no, I don't have a pee-pee yet, but I still want to use the men's pee-pee, even though because I identify with it. You know what? I told people at work, the day they open that shit door at work, the closest bathroom to me is a woman's bathroom. I am going to be identifying as a woman every time I got to pee. It's the closest one. It's like right there, the women's bathroom. Mine is far away. I'm in a giant building.
Why don't they just... have men and women and anybody. I mean, call it whatever you want to call it, like non-identifiers.
That's what they really should do. They should have like little men, you know, little symbol, little women, then a big question fucking mark. That's the third bathroom should be the question mark. Where who knows what the hell you think you are or what you want to be? I don't know.
Oh, Catherine. That was a big thing. Yes, it was. When you
I've used women's bathrooms many a time, too. Yes, I have.
I mean, when you got to go, you're going.
You
got to
go. And I have been in men's bathroom when the women are peeing in a urinal. Just whatever you do. Especially, it's the college environment. And I've been like, screw it. It's one of those nights where there's more guys than chicks. I'm rolling into the women's bathroom. I don't give two shits. Don't care. Yep. But, yeah, and the women, I've seen the women up there kind of doing their thing, peeing on the urinal, but they're doing it in a way where they're not revealing, but it's like, it's either that or your pants, I understand. So, you know.
What is that from?
What?
That person said that.
That is the old Chris Rock stand-up routine.
That's right.
And he was talking about O.J. Simpson's murder. He goes, this woman, you know, divorced you, she's getting $50,000 child, all these things. I ain't saying what you did was right, but I understand about him murdering that guy.
And Catherine, when I was in the Army, I was one of the first three cycles of women to go through Army training with the guys, okay?
What kind of training? Army training, sir.
Yeah, this was at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And if necessary, we had to learn how to pee in a urinal.
I've seen the chicks do it, pull their pants on, write them out. We didn't see anything.
Yeah, they would have a latrine, and when a woman walked in, it was for females. She would yell, female, and when a guy walked in, it would then, with nobody in there, he'd say male, and then there were the instances when they said, okay, we got 1 minute for all 65 of you platoon members. You get in there and pee. We were all women.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Some even eat in the shower.
Drain. I know what you're talking about. Right.
Mm-hmm. I learned never put into your bladder what you are not prepared to carry with you all day. All day. Yeah.
Well, but the problem is if you're in a very high, physically stressful, heated environment, you got to put in a shit ton of water.
You do. And you know, they
make
you.
At
the end of the day, they make you take your canteen, unscrew the top, and put it upside down over your head. And if you got still water in it, you're going to be working out.
Yeah, they're going to punish you for getting wet. Unless there's, I suppose, a couple drips they don't care about.
No, and it would have a couple drips. But, I mean, if they went,
Yeah. International shout-out to Sophia.
Hello, Sophia.
I guess you're still in Ireland, but she resides in Sweden. She'll tell us where she is currently. Well, actually, there's a big delay. So
yeah.
We shouldn't have sat there with
science.
I thought
was somebody we already did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, the other person will wait. They sometimes cell phones drop. But let's open the
Isn't
door.
Isn't quitting time? Soon?
Well, soon, but you mean
yeah.
The door.
Well, good to see you, Sophia, Suzanne, all of you. We knew it was going to be a very small group tonight because of it being Independence Day.
For the folks that are in the United States.
Yeah.
We haven't had a single.
Well, that's right.
Suzanne is the only one that's from the UK here.
Sophia, do you have a new accent yet? Do you have that Irish brogue?
Oh, she's going to be there until the
10th.
Interesting. Oh, the land of ire. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. So I could have so much fun in all the pubs.
Oh, I would enjoy it, too. I would go. I'm not going to power down a whole bunch of, you know, those people can drink.
Yeah, I can, too.
And
I would roll up my sleeves and say, let's go.
I lose control of my legs if I drink too much. I have literally fallen out of a bar. Thank God I rolled on my back.
Well, you're not doing things right if you're young and you haven't been underneath a table or a chair or two or been tossed out of a bar and you don't even remember why the next day. Yep.
Jim, it was a hallway in Lauderdale, wasn't it?
Oh, that's a huge story, though, but yes. There was a bunch of us guys. We were in Fort Lauderdale. We got a motel. That's cool, but they only gave a couple keys out, and there's like four or five of us. So we're out and about, and I didn't have one of the keys that got separated. So I made my way back to the hotel. That was cool. I said, all right, they had security doors to get inside. I'm pretty cool, so I'm doing ninja stuff. I scale the wall, climb over it, and I get into the pool. So I get to my room. Yay! Guess what? I still don't have the key. I get in my goddamn room.
Are they in there?
No, nobody's in there. So I sit down in the hallway. I had some McNuggets with me and started eating some McNuggets, and I fell asleep in front of the room door waiting. I said, well, they're going to show up eventually. I'll just sleep here. Well, that didn't work out. Somebody called the Fort Lauderdale cops. I woke up in the back of the cop car, and the first thing, there was a guy and a chick in the front. I said, could you have any ID? And a lot of us squids would train from boot camp. We'd put our ID in our front pocket. So I reach in my front pocket, and I pull out a chicken McNugget, said my ID, and they both rolled over laughing their asses off. They're like, well, what are we going to do? I heard them having this debate. What are we going to do with the guy? They go, we didn't really do anything wrong yet. So they took me back. What it was is a carrier down there in Lauderdale. There's no place for it to dock. So it sits out there and boats go back and forth. So there's a place they call Fleet Manning where all the boats come in and go. They took me back to there. That's what they took me to and then turned me over there.
And you didn't puke or anything?
No.
But I thought you told me you'd seen guys puke on that little...
Oh, I wasn't. This wasn't the boat. This is Fleet Manning is the area when you wait for a boat.
Ah,
that's where it comes in. You just sit there and
I
wait.
See.
They come and go like taxis or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, I guess nobody is interested in doing
I think we have to go drug our dog.
Oh, yes.
So,
is it getting dark? Oh, it is getting dark. Yeah.
Suzanne, I would love that.
Benadryl.
Too. You know, we've been talking.
Maybe the big boy.
I can't remember who brought this up. And I think it might have been Michelle.
Mabel?
Maybe. The Michelle. Somebody brought up a fabulous idea that we think of a place that we could all meet. And so Jim and I have been throwing around a couple ideas.
I was thinking of, since we're all filthy rich, let's go to Monte Carlo.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'll just all rent our own private yachts and then we'll rendezvous, you know, after we take our Lear jets over. Let's just do that because we're all filthy rich. We can just do these things.
No, but remember, you can get group rates on things.
Yes. So we'll all get one hotel in Monte Carlo. So it'll only be $100,000 a night, but there'll be six of us. So we have money for that.
Well, I'm just saying, somebody thought it up and give me an idea. I'm going to marinate in it for
quite a while. Yeah, marinate's great for steak and stuff like
Catherine,
that.
Catherine, put up a sign that says Monte Carlo or bust.
You had better be selling some serious
cupcakes.
They better have like gold in them. Or you have some kind of drug smuggling scheme.
Yeah, but if everybody had
them.
Okay, like a cruise. We were invited on a cruise with my cousin.
It wasn't her cousin Vinny.
All right. She was in charge of everything, got a nice group rate. And she had people coming in from across the country, but we had like a year and a half to plan for it. We all had reservations and as part of the group. And they, you know, everything was set. And that could be an option too. I've never been on a ship that way, on a cruise ship. And the way people are falling off them right and left, I don't know if you've been reading the news. How do people, I guess they're drunk?
They're drunk and they're farting around. They've watched too much Titanic or something. I hang off the rail and do all that shit, yeah. No.
Ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, first time ever I watched the hot dog eating contest.
That's the first time?
Oh, ever, yeah.
Yes, every July 4th, since I don't know, I think how many, 20 years, maybe I don't know how long it's been. Nathan's has the annual hot dog eating contest every July 4th. And I believe it's in New York, but I don't know that. Probably Coney Island-ish, just guessing based on, you know, history and stuff.
And they're just like jamming them in, they're soaking the bread.
Every July 4th. We watched it last year. I guess you didn't watch it.
I wanted to gag and throw up for them. The women were like this.
They did the same thing, just not as fast.
One girl, what was the winner, 30?
It was like 36 and a half or something like that. I don't know, the half, I don't know when they came up with that. They must have had ties.
And the guy did 60.
60-something.
Yeah.
But it was his lowest ever. But he's been doing it for a long time, so maybe. I don't know how age fucking factors in. It's not like people that are running marathons and shit where age is going to get you. Does age actually make a difference when you're freaking doing competitive eating? I don't know. Because it's the worst he's done ever at this contest, they said.
And he
still crushed everybody. He crushed everybody.
It looked like competitive stupid to me.
Yeah, but I bet he's got a lot of money in the bank.
Well, everybody, I'm sorry, but we got to take care of our dogs now.
Got to dope them up.
Yeah.
Better living through the pill bottle.
Remember, Wednesday is alternate night.
It is.
Blog Talk and you guys.
Yeah, it'll be one for one, but
Sophie visited the memorial spot.
I don't know what memorial spot we're talking
and
about.
And what is that?
Memorial spot.
Yeah, what is the memorial spot?
They're in Ireland. Is it like some place where they had a big drunken brawl? There should be a lot of those.
Oh, the Titanic. Between Ireland was the last stop before the ship event. The ship went.
Oh, down. I didn't know. I didn't know they. I don't know. I know they left there and headed for New York and almost got there.
Ballpark Franks. They plump when you cook them. Yeah,
they're good. You know what? They're all good. I've just noticed over the years, it never used to, but they got to be all beef.
He likes them that way.
I mean, all beef. No matter what your favorite, as long as it's a name brand like Qualtney.
Take care, Suzanne. It's
Qualtney
lovely.
Is huge here.
Your thoughts. Thank you. You know, yeah. But they are good. You got to buy the better ones.
Yep. I said.
Yeah.
Name brand and all beef. Yeah. That's what
they had a sale. What was it? You buy three?
I think it was buy two, get three.
Free. Yeah.
But at that grocery store, it's a good deal, but it's not as good as you think, because if they're not on sale, you have to be a billionaire to shop there. You only can buy sale stuff unless you're rich.
Good night, Rachel. You too. All right. Ciao, ciao.
Let's go old school.
Yep, we enjoyed it all. Very much. Tomorrow's another day. So, everybody, enjoy your Fourth of July. We're celebrating. Yeah, I got to get some cheese on. Get ready to put some Benadryl into our food. Yeah. So, have fun. Stay safe. And we'll join you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m.
Pacific. Well, yeah.
Bye-bye now. Take care.